coming up about an hour, 10 minutes. Todd Monken expected to speak about 12:50. If he's early, you'll hear it here. If he's late, you'll hear it here. If he's on time, guess what, Andy?
I think we're going to hear it here.
I think you'll
Jeff.
Hear it here.
I got a good feeling.
Think
about
that's the way that's going to go?
Yes.
That's Andy Paskin, ladies and gentlemen, right there, man of the people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Jeff Phelps, and the guy who's going to hit this button and bring his headlines is Mr. Dan Menigan.
Live from the quarterback capital of the world, here's Dan the Man Menigan.
All right, gentlemen, let's begin with some good news.
Andy gives you that great big, all excited lead, Dan.
Yeah,
right, let's
whatever.
Begin with some good news.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, I was trying to be professional.
It was fabulous.
Try start now.
Yeah, it was
really
good.
Keep my eye on my copy. Be locked right in.
Locked in.
With my quadruple Windsor knot tie.
No emotion.
A tie knot that is so big that it looks like a goiter on my neck.
Bro, where is your aquanet?
Goiters are rough.
Have you ever had a goiter?
No, I have not.
You know why?
Don't wish that upon anyone.
That's why you should thank God for iodized salt. Thank you. People always want to put salt down.
Andy Baskin, man of the people, right there.
Now this is how headlines should begin.
That's really true.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen. So the PGA Tour and the LeBron James Family Foundation have announced a new partnership through the inaugural LeBron James Family Foundation Invitational at... Firestone Country Club.
Hey.
Yeah, July 6th to the 7th. Series of integrative initiatives will combine professional golf and youth engagement and fundraising to create community impact for Akron, Ohio. That's pretty damn cool. I got to admit, I want to see which professionals show up. I want to see how many are there, but it's pretty damn cool.
Hey, good for LeBron. No, he has never shied away from contributing to his community and has done a really good job. Really good job with it. Back in a background.
Yeah, he's got some really, really strong people working here, too. And I mean, obviously, he's got to worry about basketball. So, he's got to worry about basketball. I don't know if you know that or not.
No, he doesn't.
But that's somebody else.
He's got Maxey and Embiid and Jaylen Brown.
He's got some really, really sharp people running the foundation as well, too, to make sure that things like that can happen. So, good for Firestone. What are they going to do again?
So it's going to be a couple of days where they're going to have, I don't know if it's going to be, it sounds like it's going to be more of a golf outing than anything else. I don't know if it's going to be a tour stop or a championship or anything like that. We will see, but at least it's something being used for Firestone Country Club that involves the PGA Tour, which may open the door to more things involving the PGA Tour.
Sure, which is a good deal.
Never mind.
Firestone doesn't need any doors opened for it with the PGA. The PGA is very well aware, but what they don't have right now is a tournament.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, will you get another one? Maybe. Maybe not.
Also, the BMW Championship next year going to be down at Muirfield, which will be really cool.
I don't think it has anything to do with the course itself. The course is beautiful. It's a classic
old-style course. No, it's not the course. It's a management thing. I mean, as far as why isn't the PGA here? Because they chose to go to Memphis like they were. I mean, let's not be honest. Let's be completely honest about it.
Dollars.
It's about money. Yep. It's about the FedEx Cup that they thought was going to be some grandioso thing that wasn't. And they turned their back on that great course. And
you know the thing
about it. It's hard for me to look away from that.
Yep.
But let me put that aside because I think it's awesome that... You'll have charity work, and then you'll have some of the PGA guys coming back here to help out with LeBron's foundation. So, bottom line is the foundation wins,
the foundation.
Kids win, and that's what's important. But beyond that, the PGA is just, I'm still bitter about what's happened there.
I might be the only guy redoing that schedule. We'll see what it looks like.
One real quick thought: the FedEx Cup, the NBA Cup. You ever seen them in the same place?
No, you haven't.
No, they just share the trophy.
I'll throw in another one: the Ohio Cup.
There it is.
Wouldn't shock me. All right, and another local story.
We need to get protected by more cups.
That involves...
So to speak.
I could add on to where this story is going to go. No, it's going to get me pulled into a meeting.
So what?
No. Don't get pulled into a meeting. Don't get pulled into a meeting.
It's a job when it's over. It's okay.
It's only Tuesday.
So I don't think we need to totally go into detail on the Jed York situation, the 49ers owner. I think most of the people know what's taking place with that.
Jed was lonely.
Fine local story. I think he was back home visiting some people, and he was lonely and decided to
was looking to visit another person.
Employ an independent contractor who was working her way through med school.
Wow.
Or law school.
Wow.
Law school, law too.
Wow.
And so the biggest thing that has come from this is that he was busted at a trailer park in East Palestine.
Oh. However.
I'm letting you go. You however'd.
Twice.
Two times.
The trailer park people.
It's the story I'm going to read.
There you go. Take it.
Yes.
Take it.
So the owner of the trailer park at which Jed York was arrested wants to make sure that it is known that he was simply pulled over there.
That's great.
And that he is not running a conglomerate of independent contractors.
That was not Jed York's destination.
Good for the trailer park owner there.
He
I
said,
respect
this is
that.
This is the kind of place you want to live in. He's got to do a little damage control that he didn't even, create any of the damage.
We are, and the sheriff has then added in saying that the message explaining that they just got off the phone with the chief of police. According to the chief, Jed York was arrested in the park because that's where he happened to be pulled over. They were not using the addresses in the park as a part of sting operations. So no stings at the trailer park and no conglomerates of independent contractors in the trailer park.
So you're saying no party at the park. Is that what you're saying?
Might be a party, but no sting operation. So you're safe in the party and no independent contracting.
The trailer park mobile home facility put this on their website. You ready?
Yeah.
Wheat Hill Mobile Home Community is a clean, quiet.
Wait. What did you say the name of it is?
Wheat Hill.
I thought he said Weed Hill. I was like, man, it must have been close to Athens, too.
Wheat Hill Mobile Home Community
is
a clean, quiet, and affordable place to call home. This is not the type of place that Jerry Springer would ever find people to be on his show. That's great.
Wow.
That's
perfect.
Great. I want to move there.
No, well, that's a sales pitch.
I want to move there.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
That's awesome.
Coming in lock, stock, and barrel.
Jed York.
How about
you're running an NFL team. Insert your own thought here.
Well, again, you're home, you're visiting family, and you want to help the local community.
Yeah.
Wow, the New York Post had a headline saying inside the trailer park where 49ers chief was arrested for allegedly trying to pay
to help the local community
with $140. Yes.
Yes.
Every little
but
bit. Every
when you
little
go,
bit helps.
When you go to it, the link is the, gone. So
it's like Danny Noonan. Put it in the college jar. Put it in the college jar.
Oh, I hope Wheat Hill. If the Post story is not true, I hope Wheat Hill gets a nice little payday on that. Then
it doesn't sound like enough money in the jar. I had a burger and two Cokes.
$140, huh?
Get a burger and two Cokes.
Put it in the college jar.
Danny? Oh, I had a couple burgers in there.
Who are you? That's your nephew. Well, we're running a restaurant? So MLB Commissioner Rod Manfred hopped on to the Little League. I forget what they call the game, but it's always a blast when they do it, where Major League Baseball goes to Williamsport for the Little League World Series. They play a game on the minor league field there, and they invite all the Little Leaguers in. And it's always outstanding when they do it. I think it's called the Little League Classic.
Yeah, Little League MLB Little League Classic.
And it was a blast, as always, when they did it. But Rob Manfred sat down with Carl Ravitch and Eduardo Perez.
Oh, yeah.
And they were talking about the
exploiting 14-year-olds for ratings, for baseball ratings? What?
Wow.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. What?
That'll get you pulled into a meeting, too.
Another
Shut
segment.
Up, Menegan. What? Shut up.
Oh, you were going to say something. Okay, go ahead.
Shut up, Menegan.
Yes.
So they then brought up, of course, the looming doomsday clock.
Ooh.
Over the head on December 1st, which is pretty much going to start the lockout at 11:59 p.m. on December 1st. And so Rob Manfred saying we are meeting regularly, which is good. Every week we've had days where we've met with the players. It's early, but we've got a lot to work with, and we're at it. Look, our goal is to make a deal. We want to make a deal. We want to play baseball next year. We're planning on playing baseball next year.
Good answer.
Okay. Guys, bingo or bogus? Wish we could play the sound effects again like we used to back in the day, but sadly we cannot.
Oh, okay.
Do you think what Rob Manfred is saying is true to what's currently taking place?
I think they're talking.
Or do you think it's lip service?
No, I think they're talking. I think that's what he would like.
He wants to play baseball.
Yeah, I think.
But they want to do it under their terms.
Yeah, I think both sides. Exactly right. Jeff hit the nail on the head. Did they put a pitch clock on their meetings then?
Percentage of odds.
Did they start with one runner at second base?
Percentage of odds that we will start the season on time right now, Jeff Phelps. Just toss out a percentage.
60-40 start on time.
Wow.
I think they get her done.
5% chance we start on time.
I love your optimism.
Think they get her done.
I'm Billy Negative. Sorry. 5% chance they start on time.
Baseball's done a nice job. It's kind of, people are seem to be, anybody who was not in the game seems to be getting back into the game. I think it'd be a really bad time for them to rail what's been some pretty good momentum.
The only way that happens is if they don't come up with something complete and they say, you know what, let's agree to play under the terms of the agreement now for another year. That's the only other way that happens. It's to have Jeff's optimism. I can't. Somebody wants a salary cap, right?
One group wants a floor and the other one wants a cap.
Right. So I think that if they were smart, they'd just extend the agreement out for another year and give themselves a little bit more time to try to come up with something that's going to work. Because at this point, it just doesn't seem like they're going in the right direction. And that's just from stuff I hear and I read. Yeah. So why not just extend the agreement? If you really feel like you can make progress over the next year, and we're not going to sit here and listen to the two argue about the floor and the cap and not come up with some kind of viable answer for the whole thing, then just extend it for another year and let's see what happens. I don't think that's going to hurt anybody. Do you?
I don't think you'll even get them. I think the best thing that could happen to get baseball back next year is if you get, like, Rays Brewers World Series, or if you get like Guardians.
Doesn't matter.
I think if you get like two small market clubs to where you could then point to it and say you can get it done in this situation, I think you would get baseball back faster.
The players will come back and go, yeah, we need a floor. Look at this. These two organizations that we put out here that have the lowest payrolls in baseball are making it to the World Series, and they're severely underpaid.
But it wrecks the Dodgers of Rooney baseball. All right, we'll move on. We got a lot of time to cover I want to end with this.
Okay.
History was made in Columbia, Alabama this weekend. And you're going to enjoy every bit of it. Don't Google. Stop. Stay still. Hang with me.
I'm with you.
Because this is this. And the only reason I say that is this story is right up your alley, and you're going to love it.
I don't want to run out of time.
I want to tell it to you.
Tell me.
For the first time since 2015, Columbia High School in Alabama won their high school varsity football game. It was 101 consecutive losses.
Wow.
101 times they won 41-14 over Greensboro in Huntsville, Alabama. The first victory since 2015. Congratulations, Columbia High School in Alabama. That's awesome.
That's really good.
Yeah,
well, the best part about it was that Greensboro, Alabama, has now been annexed to Tennessee because Alabama's embarrassed by them. You can't have anything that close, wow. So they sent them off to Tennessee.
You're out.
I've been listening to way too much Riley Green, folks. Let me just tell you that.
You're out. And be thrilled that we're not sending to Mississippi.
Well done, Dano.
Yeah, I thought that was awesome.
Well done.
That's the kind of stuff that's cool.
That's what we want to hear.
Good for them, man.
Todd Monken, Browns head coach. Want to hear him, don't we?
Yeah.
The day after the big decision?
Yeah.
He's coming up in the next hour. Coming up next, a baseball team that's smoking hot. And why are they hot? Maybe because of the moves the front office made less than a month ago.
Ooh.
It's coming up on Baskin and Phelps.